What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. It is Thursday. It's baby Friday. It's baby Friday. I hope you're having a great week and making it everything you want it to be. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm not even gonna lie. It is almost 12:30 in the morning here right now. So thinking about you, bitches, promising a podcast at 5 a.m. So here I am, showing the fuck up. Honestly, this is what goes down, okay? So Wednesday night is my Monday bartending, okay? So stay with me, right? 'Cause it's technically Thursday, but I record this the night before you hear it. So it's really, I went to work today. It was a Wednesday, and it was so fun. It was so dead. And I don't know what it is, but the slower it is, the more exhausted I get. So like I'm talking dead, dead, dead. Like I heard crickets. And then all of a sudden at 9 o'clock when the restaurant closes, I actually have people come in. So I didn't need to be at work until 9 o'clock tonight. And I've been there since 3:30. So it was long. I'm still grateful. I had a great fucking night. In fact, tonight's podcast is based on a conversation I had at the bar. Shocker. But no, it was really great. I'm having a great fucking time. Like I literally was bragging about this podcast all night to the one or two people that had the balls to sit at my bar and listen to me rant about it. But it was so great. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. And then bitches, let me just tell you. Okay. So this morning, I homeschool the girls. I do the things. I just do the things in the mornings, right? Like I catch up on emails and, set up whatever. And today, it was hair washing day. Okay. And I don't know if you know, but if you know, you fucking know. That's a whole ordeal for me. I don't do it, but every like, God, lately, it's been like 2 weeks. It's fucking exhausting washing my hair. Okay. So, anyway, I'm doing, number one, I didn't hear my alarm this morning. So I sleep in. I don't know what happened. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning and that was like half my day's gone. Okay. So I'm like, oh shit, we got to get up, girls. 'Cause I have to get them up early so they're ready for bed when my husband goes to sleep, which is like 8 o'clock. He gets up at 2:30 for work. So anyway, I'm doing all the shit. Okay. I'm doing as many chores as I can. I left a fucking mess yesterday. I cooked a bunch of chicken. Didn't put that away last night. Dishes are stacked high as fuck in the sink. I mean, the place is a mess. So I'm doing all the things. I'm vacuuming dog hair everywhere, cleaning litter boxes, vacuuming the bunnies. Like my shit never ends. I had to give Hermie the crab. Yeah, bitch, if you didn't know, we have a crab too. Okay, Jesus. Taking care of the fish. I had to do some shit to their tank today after I went to PetSmart yesterday to figure out what the fuck is going on. All this shit, right? Like, I'm tired just hearing myself talk about everything, okay? And so, how I clean the kitchen, okay, is that pretty much everything, like every dish just gets piled on the sink, and dishes are the last thing. So, like, I went through and I cleaned my air fryer and I cleaned all the things. And the pile left was a big stack of fucking dishes, okay? And let me tell you, I look at the clock. I'm like, holy fuck, I have to go to work and I have to wash my hair. So, I'm like racing up there. And in between doing that, the girls are like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. So I had to heat up I forgot what the baby wanted. Zayden wanted tuna and Bug wanted, I don't even know. What are the fucking little rings in sauce? They're disgusting. And I told my husband she doesn't like him, but he doesn't listen. Fucking SpaghettiOs, bitch. Okay. So I get her SpaghettiOs and I'm like still trying to get the shower done. All the things. I finally do the things and I come in my office. I get ready, putting on lashes, and it's like time for me to leave. And that's what time my husband gets off work. And he comes in and he saw those dishes and I know he was so mad. And I'm gonna tell you, okay, like he thinks he does them all the time. And I'm gonna start keeping a fucking tally because he does not do them all the time. But like I didn't really feel bad because it's not like I was laying around fucking, eating bonbons and watching soap operas. Like I was fucking doing everything today. Put away laundry, bitch. I don't do that. I do that less than I do washing my hair. Okay. So I was proud of myself. I put away two baskets of laundry, fucking all the things. And this fool's like, can you at least put the dishes in the dishwasher? And so I'm like biting my cheeks like, motherfucker, I'm going to stab you. Okay. I know he's tired. He just worked a 10-hour shift at a fucking welding job that, you know, whatever. So he's like, I'm not mad. I'm like, you can't be mad, babe. Like, you just can't be mad. I didn't intentionally leave them for him. I really didn't. I just ran out of time. And so, yeah, he's like, I'm not mad. I just, you know, put the dishes in the dishwasher. I don't even know what the fuck he said. And then we were like arguing about who does dishes more. And we'll find out. Okay, bitches, I'll update you on this shit because I'm literally gonna keep a fucking tally on this man about who does dishes. And he's talking about complete dishes. All right. So here's the deal. This is what happens. When I wash dishes, I just leave the silverware. I don't know. My mom used to do it, so it's an unconscious, subconscious trait. I don't fucking know. But she used to leave them for me. That's what I used to have to wash. She would wash everything but silverware, and that's what I used to have to wash when I was like 5 years old. Okay. So fuck silverware. Okay. I just don't do it. Well, this fool doesn't wash cups. And I feel like we balance it out because cups is the first thing I wash, okay? And you know, we've got four kids here. When the two girls are at college, we've still got four. And these little shits use like 100 cups a day. And it doesn't matter. He's like, I told the kids I don't wash all the cups because I tell them not to dirty another dish. I'm like, oh shit, I've been a mom for 20 years and I've been saying the same thing and it still happens. So it's just gonna happen. I don't know how it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it that I feed my two little girls fucking yogurt and there's six spoons and seven bowls dirty all of a sudden? I don't know. I don't know what happens. I don't even give a fuck. Okay. It's just there. It is what it is. So anyway, we balance each other out. I don't do the silverware. He doesn't wash cups. So we're even. So even when I keep the tally, I'm going to make sure to keep that mark, but I will be keeping track. So let me get back to my point. This fool is like, I'm not mad, babe. All right. I get home from work. It's fucking midnight. Okay. And the front door is always unlocked for me. Okay. I had the heebie-jeebies when I left work. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know that feeling you get when you're walking in the dark and it feels like someone's chasing you, but really no one's there. Okay. I had that walking out to my car. I was like, oh my God, is someone there? And I'm like looking around. I jump in, fucking slam my shit across my car, and I lock my door really fast. And I'm looking around because I just know someone's out there, but no one was there. I carried this feeling with me the whole time. And I mean, it's a 30-minute drive for me, you guys, and there's like deer everywhere. So like they're jump scaring me all night. Like, haha, bitch, are we gonna jump in front of your car or are we not? Like, it was just fuckery. So by the time I get here, I'm just like creeped out. I've psyched myself out, like the boogeyman is out tonight. I psyched myself out of like how scary would it have been to have been on my bike tonight? Because a few deer did try to like commit suicide. And I'm like thinking all the things. And so I get my fucking backpack and my water bottle, and I ran to the front door, and it was fucking locked. This fool locked me out, so he can't tell me he was not mad about having to wash dishes last night because he locked me out. Then I go to the back door, bitch. The last time I had to use my house key on the back door, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. So fuck it. I had to go through the fucking side door, the dog door. That's how I got in my house tonight with the heebie-jeebies. And you know what I did? I brought this fool a pizza. I brought him a pizza. I'm like, oh, he'll probably be happy to wake up and eat some Italian pizza, whatever. Like, I did feel a little bit bad about the dishes. No, okay, I didn't feel bad about the dishes, bitch. This is what I did. I folded all the towels and I put them on top of his clothes, so we had to put them away. I felt a little guilty. Like, I could have just put the towels away, but I'm like, if I put them on his basket, he'll do it. So I brought him pizza. And his subconscious thank you today was a big fat fuck you when he locked me out of my house. But it's fine. I'm here. I'm safe. The boogeyman is not here. He's not in my house. But I do want to talk about let's talk about some real shit, okay? Okay. So I had this really cute little couple in my bar tonight. And we're talking about what we do and all the things, you know, the small talk we just talked about yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I'm having a great fucking time. They're like, what do you mean? Like looking at me like, bitch, you're a bartender. Number one, bartending is fun as hell. Dude, it's fun. Like, I fucking love it. I'm super excited because, like, we came up with some new drink recipes that we got to try for the new menu. So, I mean, it's just fun stuff, right? It's fun. So, anyway, I'm like, no, I do a podcast and I fucking love it. Like, it's doing really well. Like, bitches, you have me at 836, whatever you call it, 836 tonight. That's pretty fucking awesome. I thought that I would have like two listeners. And so this is a big deal to me. It's like a lot. It's like what $100 is to an 8-year-old. It's a lot to me. This is super. You are special to me for tuning in. So much gratitude. And I guess before I get into the real shit, I'll just do one more little housekeeping thing. Like, bitch, I'm not charging you for this podcast. My future plan is to never charge you. That could change, but as of today, Brandon Lynette doesn't give a fuck about, the chump change I can make by monetizing this podcast. I'm not gonna do it. So, number one, you can get my Venmo and you can buy me a cup of chai. Okay, that's one option. Number two, you can share the fuck out of this bitch, and I know a lot of you do. Whatever it is that you can get this into the hands of other people or ears to other people, like I need your support in sharing this because you are my extra eyes and ears. Like I need your support. But wow, I just lost track of what I was saying. Y'all, this clock is ticking fast and I could just feel, I feel the sleep kicking in. So anyway, let's just get back to it. I had this really great couple. I was super excited to talk with them. I'm like, I do this podcast. I love it. And like this lady, I just watch her face. She's like, what do you talk about? What do you help people with? And I'm kind of giving her, the outline. And I promise, like, I'm sitting here looking at her face, engaging her reaction, and I'm thinking, I fucking lost her. I lost her. She's got no clue. And this is one of those situations where I have to like back away and be like, oh, I got to go do a carryout order or some shit, right? The small talk escape if you know someone's not buying your bullshit. So I was like, fuck, this bitch is like done. Like she checked out on me. No, bitch, listen, it was not that at all. Okay. Like her face shifted so much because I think in that moment she had a huge revelation of her life and she's had enough. She's had enough. And so when I realized her perspective was different than what my insecure brain thought it was, I went for the kill. And I was like, what would you change about your life right now if you could change anything? Magic wand, you could fucking change it. What would it be? And she's like, I would change everything. And when I tell you she meant everything, I felt it to the core of my body. I'm like, holy shit. And I look at the guy next to her and I'm thinking, she's probably talking about him too. Like, she did not include him. His energy was not a part of the conversation. And like, just the conviction in her eyes, I'm like, she really wants to change. So I fucking coached her through the shit. Okay. Like, so I'm going to share some of the stuff I shared with her. She was like, she's had enough. She wants to make major changes. Like, she literally wants to change everything. So, how do you start this? And I always tell you guys, if you want to make a change in your life, start small. Like, just start small and it will, change multiple parts of your life or make like really big, huge, drastic, dramatic changes. Like, it's like a fucking renovation, okay? You want to renovate your life, bitch? Then you decide, are you just doing the bathroom or are you like, fuck it, we're going to have construction workers here, so let's go balls to the wall and just fucking tear the bitch down to the studs. That's what she wants to do with her life. So, these are some of the things that I would suggest to her. And the truth is, you really might find that you need to change less than you think to be happier or more excited. Really. And sometimes, like, what you think you have to change is really just your perspective, right? Like, let's tell my husband, like, the kids aren't going to stop using 1,000 cups a day. You have to change your perspective or you're going to be fucking miserable because there's going to be 1,000 cups on the counter every fucking day. But you guys can start with these changes. So just decide right now, like, do you want to renovate a bathroom or are you ready to go down to the studs? And these are the things we talked about, like your health, right? Because if you have like current issues that need to be corrected or minimized, this makes a huge difference in your life. Like losing weight, change everything. Maybe you want to eliminate the fact you're on a bunch of medications or, getting your knee strengthened so that, you can walk with without the pain. Maybe you need to deal with some major aches, anything that is limiting your life in a physical manner. Dietary changes affect this. And not only does it affect your body, but it's going to affect your weight, your health, your mood. Like, your food affects your mood, bitch. That's a whole other podcast. We need to do that someday. I should be taking notes, but I'm not. But I move different. I feel different when I am keeping track of what I'm eating and drinking. It's a huge difference in what you're doing to your body. And you guys think, because I do the same thing, I'm like, one bad day isn't going to change anything, but it does. It really does. There's energy behind that intention and that thought and all the things. Maybe you want to change your job, or as some people call it, a career. Whether you need a new career entirely or just a new boss, like, this is the time to make the change. You know what I'm saying? You spend a lot of time at your job. So this change will have a huge impact on your life. What would you rather be doing? And this is one of those things I tell my husband when he gets in this mindset of, like, he doesn't like his job. I'm like, what else would you do? And it always comes down to nothing. Like, he does take pride in his work, but his perspective starts to get wonky and he's just not happy. So it's just a matter of asking yourself, like, what would you rather do? This is fucking huge. Maybe you need to go back to school. I don't know, bitch. Make a plan. If you don't like your job now, life is too short. Get the fuck out. Make a plan. And maybe this is, like, maybe part of the change. And I know this was part of hers too, because we literally talked about that. I mean, all these things are things she wants to change. Okay. So she wants to take her life down to the studs. So I'm like, well, what about where you live? Like, are you in the city? You want to move to the country? Maybe you don't like having a yard and you want to be in a condo. Like, what? Literally right now, I'm going to tell you guys, you can pack your shit and move. I'm going to tell you, I was living in Colorado with, I just had baby number three, threw a dart in the map because I was done living where I was, threw a dart in the map with, I don't know, like $5,000 to my name, drove across the states and ended up in Michigan. Knew nobody, had no family or friends, like literally shot in the dark. So don't tell me that you can't change your location right now. Okay? Bitch, that's a lie. You can do anything. Maybe there's a sacrifice. Like right now, if I were to change my zip code, I would lose, you know, I would fuck up the parenting schedule with my kids. I'm not willing to sacrifice that. So there is a sacrifice. Maybe that's something you'll be missing. But another thing that you might need to change if you're trying to take your shit down to the studs is your circle, your social network. Maybe you've always dreamed of joining a motorcycle club. I might start one. Hang out with a bunch of tough guys and a badass chick. Maybe you admire artists, singers, other creative types. Like, figure out what kind of people you want to be around. You know what I'm saying? What do you like? What do you want to do? What do you dream of? And figure out where they go. Where do these people meet? And then make contacts, right? Make connections. Social network. Go expand your public speaking, your small talk, all the things, and start making new friends. It's not that hard. And maybe we did not talk about this situation in front of her partner. But maybe you need to change your relationship status. Like, maybe you want to get married, or maybe you get divorced. Both of these are more than significant. This is fucking huge. It will flip your life upside down no matter what. So I definitely err caution. Think carefully before making one of these changes. I know my husband and I are going to stay married because neither of us wants to be stuck with the kids at this point. We just don't. And the truth is, it's not even that. It's that I don't want to have to fight him for my motorcycles. You know, and if he wants to get me where it hurts, we all know that he's going to take that first. So fuck it. We are for life. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I don't know. Check it out, bitch. What is something else? You guys, I'm like nodding out here. Get more sleep. Let's talk about that. Maybe in your life, you need to get more sleep. If you're not sleeping enough, more sleep makes all the difference. All the difference. You guys realize, like, even your health is affected by sleep. Your mental awareness, your consciousness, your weight, all of these things are affected by how much you're sleeping or not sleeping. That's it. And honestly, if you really just need to change the little things, go through each room in your house, look at each component and ask yourself, what can I improve? Do the same thing with your life. It's not just your physical outward life. This is like the inside things. Like, do you wish you had a habit that was different than what you have now? Like, I know, bitch, I know. I wish I loved to work out. I wish I could love it. I have battled this my whole life. Like, I hate it. I hate it. I have the mindset of hating it. It is a chore. It is not something fun. And then every time I'm done, I'm like, ooh, that feels good. I just want my subconscious to be like, oh, we love working out. We love exercising. So I'm working on that. Like, I'm setting the intention. I'm journaling about it. I'm doing the things, you know? So it's just about asking yourself what can be improved, right? Maybe you need to clean up your desk and all that trash you've been storing behind your computer. You know what I'm saying? Fix the faucet or, you know, go clean out your car. Little things. I mean, literally make 100 of these little changes and your life is going to be different. Just take inventory. 100 little tiny fucking things that you can look at and change, and your life is going to be different. Declutter your fucking closet, your drawers. That's been hanging over me. I keep opening my drawers and it's a my clothes right now are literally in a basket because I keep looking at these drawers. I'm like, I need to fucking throw this away. I need to get rid of this. And it just keeps passing me by. I know that once I do that, I'm gonna feel lighter, freer, more in tune with the vibration I belong on. It's just a little thing. It's a fucking drawer. It's a drawer. Big difference. And this is easy enough to do that anyone can do it. The momentum and sense of accomplishment that you're gonna create, that's amazing. Like fucking knowing I did that. Knowing I did that. There are so many ways you can renovate your life. And it's tempting to make huge changes when you're unhappy. Like, I know that's when people are like, that's it, blah, 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 blah. But like, honestly, sometimes just the several smaller changes can be just as effective and less stressful. Little things like changing to a healthier diet, finding a new job locally, making new friends. These are things that can change your life. You don't need to go shave your head and move to Tibet, bitch, okay? You don't have to do that. But if that's something that you feel like you're called to do, then you can, right? That's the creative freedom that we have been given as humans. That's it. That's your fucking gift. You can change anything. So listen, bitch. She got all the advice from Brandon Lynette. I told her to listen to my podcast. I'm like, I'm going to repeat it so you can hear it. Have a different mindset, whatever the thing is, but you can change anything in your life that you don't like. That's it. And it's not about getting stressed and overwhelmed to do everything at once. I'm telling you, just little things at a time. Every single day, like, how could you win the day? Well, bitch, I'm gonna clean out this drawer. Right? I know my next whole home project is gonna be going through the girls' clothes and my clothes. Like, it's just fucking time. I've had enough of it. I'm tired of saying I need to do it. I'm gonna take the weight off and do it. And I'm gonna feel like, ah, like just relief, right? And so little things make a big difference. Happy fucking Thursday. I hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to bed, bitch.